Can y'all hear anything around me? Like, it was just this loud airplane that came by.
No, I mean, we're not there. No. We're supposed to hear airplanes.
I just want to make sure that, it can't be heard on the thing.
Okay, let's just start from the top. One, okay, two. What's up, everybody? I'm Matthew, and welcome to the Glass House Podcast.
What's up? This is Jarekus.
Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Keenan.
We are excited for episode 2, season 3 of the Glass House Podcast. We are looking forward to this necessary and needed conversation. But before we pop off the conversation, we have one question for you. And the question still stands as this. Have you subscribed to the Glass House Podcast? Have you shared it? Are you going to sing, Keenan? Okay, all right. Anyways, have you subscribed to the Glass House Podcast and have you shared this podcast with somebody? And going forward, if you have a particular thing that you want us to talk about, we want you to drop it in the comments and the reviews so that we will discuss those things. We plan to be more interactive with all of you because we are grateful that you tune in every week to the Glass House Podcast. Before we get started on this episode, I just want to know, how are you guys doing today? Are you well? Hallelujah. Anybody well? Everybody well? Everybody good?
All is well.
Collins, how are you? Have you guys gotten snow yet? Have you gotten snow yet? Keenan, Collins, have you gotten snow yet?
Well, we're always up for snow, so yeah. We just got the snow the other day. Supposed to be getting some like in 2 days. Yeah, so always got snow.
Okay, I just wanted to, you know, apparently some meteorologists have put on our little weather thing that we're going to get some snow Saturday. They lying. We ain't getting no snow in Savannah.
Y'all might get some snow, man. It just snowed in Atlanta, didn't it?
It did. Okay, we're not getting any snow. Anyways, we're not getting any snow. So, but we do hope you guys are being safe during this winter storm on the eastern part of the United States because things are crazy. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think that all of us and in some way can benefit from. The name of this episode, as you can see, is Mastering Your Mind. We believe this is essentially important because if you lose your positivity, everything crumbles. Believing in you is the price that you pay for achievement. You have to believe in yourself and you have to believe in whatever it is you're doing. How we view ourselves in this crazy world will determine what we will accomplish. Don't get lost in the weeds that you forgot where you're trying to grow. Where you are growing is a healthier you, a more disciplined you, a focused you, and a better you for you. Being positive doesn't mean that the negative doesn't exist. It just means it can stay. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about maintaining a positive attitude, maintaining a Yes, I wrote that out, Keenan, because I'm not going to say anything without writing it. Anyways, so as I was saying, this episode, Keenan is a hater, okay? This episode is about maintaining a positive mindset. And so we're going to have dialogue about things that we do, our daily schedules, our affirmations to each other to maintain positivity in this crazy world. So starting off with that, in that sink, I want to ask you both the question that that I think somebody want to know the answer to. So I think one of us should be able to answer it. And that is this, and I'm going to start with Keenan before I start my sound effects. I want to start with Keenan to ask him this question. What do you do on a daily basis to remain positive? Like, what is it that you do to remain positive? Let's hear it.
On a daily basis, what do I do to remain positive? Well, I know Jarekus is going to like this answer. My first thing is I get a cup of coffee.
Okay, all right.
But no. That's right. I start off with a cup of coffee. I don't know, man. I've jumped on the coffee tip. So, but no, to stay positive, man, I think what I do is each day when I wake up in the morning, the first thing that I try to think of is not about what I have to accomplish, not about what's on my list, not about my different tasks, but I try to remind myself each day why I am waking up, right? God has blessed me to get up in the morning or whatever. Cool. We make the decision to wake up either on time or not on time, right? So sometimes I have to encourage myself and tell myself, why are you getting up? What makes you want to wake up? What makes you want to get up? Like, I get it. Sometimes you don't want to go to that job, right? But what's pushing you? What's underlining that? That's pushing you to wake up and say, no, you know what? No matter what, I got to go and get this check, right? So would it not be in monetary gifts or whatever? What is getting me to wake up each and every morning? And that is different for each and every person. So whatever that is, I want you guys to remember. Remind yourself of that, right? Because anything else doesn't matter, right? Someone always told me that if you find a job that you don't want to go to, then that's not your purpose, right? Yeah. If you ever wake up one morning and you feel like, man, I don't want to go here, or I don't feel like being here, then it's not your purpose, right? Some of us have some crazy jobs, some jobs that the next person would not take, but we wake up every morning and we go do that job with a smile on our faces, right? Why? Because we feel like we are purpose for that position, right? So find your purpose, and when you find your purpose, you find your encouragement.
So you're saying basically that a way that we can be positive and maintain positivity is remembering our purpose. And I think oftentimes some people can't dwell into the purpose because they're currently at a place in life that doesn't look like their purpose, or they're currently at a place in life, and this is going to segue into the question I want to ask Collins. They're currently at a place in their life that doesn't add up to what they're passionate about. So everybody's not living in purpose. So I guess in a real sense, even if you're not living in purpose, you still have to in some way in your mind dwell in purpose, and that can be kind of crazy. So that's my question for Collins. What is a daily affirmation that you speak over your own life? Like, what is something that besides you're going to drink like 8 cups of coffee a day, like what is a daily aspiration? I will get my little sound effects going. What is a daily affirmation that you give yourself? Oh, and here it goes. There it go. Oh, okay. Hey, Collins, what is a daily affirmation that you give yourself?
They need to really move. They really need to take that control from you.
Right.
Because it's a lot. It's actually like out of control.
What is a daily affirmation?
You got it tonight. But so I have two things in my room so when I first moved into my space, I've been in the same space for 3 years, going on 3 years. I haven't had to move. I've had the same landlord going on 3 years. I've been in the same space. And when the pandemic hit, I was talking to my mother and I was telling her how I wanted to do something with my room different. And you guys may have seen, I have pictures here, I have pictures there, I have family pictures, family photos all around my room, and the room is just filled with art and photos. Because during the pandemic, I was in the house, I was on Zoom all day. And so I kind of wanted to see something that reflected, you know, what I like. So I have a picture of Al Green, and I have John Lewis, I have Miles Davis, I have my family. But there are two quotes that I put up in my room that I often focus on every day. One is, do what is right and not what is easy.
I like that.
So every day I have to wake up and tell myself, because I got to look at it. Every day I have to look at it. So it's not like it's in my face. Do what is right, not what is easy. Because it is so easy to do what is easy. But it's hard to do what's right sometimes. And that's prioritizing my health, prioritizing my mental health, getting up, just making up my bed, and, you know, just starting off fresh and just starting off positive. And then another one is, today is a good day for a good day. And so reminding myself that it can be snowing, raining, I cannot really want to get up because I know that I have to keep working on the paper that I wish I could be done with, or I have to read a book for class that I just don't want to read because I would rather sleep than read. I have to remind myself that today is still a good day for a good day. And that's a mindset thing. Today is a good day for a good day. So those are two things two affirmations.
No, that's amazing, man. And what we don't understand is, we control what kind of day we have, right?
Absolutely.
Like, you don't just wake up and, oh, because it's Wednesday it's a bad day. No, you control the day you have, right? So you have to tell yourself, today's going to be a good day. Yes, I may have not so good moments in that day, but I'm not going to allow those not so good moments to affect my entire day, right? Like, I still got some hours left. I still got some time left. And I'm not going to let somebody cutting me off in traffic at 9 o'clock in the morning piss me off for the rest of the day. Right? Then we walk into the next space with this negativity because somebody we don't know and probably won't ever see again has made us mad.
Absolutely.
Pissed you off.
Right.
I think part of it is to allude and illuminate what you guys shared a bit. I think when we prioritize peace, we've got to start planning peace, right? Like, there are things that we can't control. Like, there's some stuff that we all, even, like, we can plan 2022 all we want to. But there's going to be some stuff that's going to hurt you, that's going to break you, that's going to bend you, that's going to fold you, and that's going to push you, that's going to propel you, that's going to make you better. So you can prioritize peace, and when you prioritize peace, you're actually planning out peace. But you don't plan out the pit stops. And I think when you put yourself in a mindset of expecting adversity, you're able to handle it a bit more. Now, that's some stuff that's going to just knock you off your feet. Yeah. And you're just not going to be able to plan for, prepare for. But in doing so, remember what was priority. And I don't know about you guys, man, but I'm just speaking over somebody's life, and I'm speaking over my life. This year, I'm just betting on me, right? I'm betting on me. Like, because if you don't every bet on day. You, nobody every else day. Is going to bet on you. So, a matter of fact, day. You better share the episode. If you don't bet on you, nobody else is. So every day, you got to get up. You got to, if you're not positive for your job, you're not positive for your friends, be positive for you, because every day, you got to live with you. And we said it last episode, nobody is coming to save you. Nobody. You got to do what you got to do for where you try and go, because it's your future. So that's where I'm at with that. Keenan, you want someone to say something?
No, man. I think what you said about expecting diversity. Adversity.
You're out of school, bro. Like, we're not talking about diversity right now. Like, what's happening? Right. Like, go ahead.
I'm diversity. Sorry. But no, I think what you said about expecting adversity.
Well, don't worry about it. We get good, it. Right? It's all right. We got the word now. We get it. Thank you.
My gosh.
Jeez. You shouldn't have enough coffee today, praise God. Like, do I need to hit a sound? I'll hit a clapping right now.
I need another cup.
But no, but I think that's good, right? Because we cannot live in a fairy tale world where we just believe that all things are going to be well at all times, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's a mind state about how we come into interaction with people, with things, and with situations. And all depending on how we take on those things, that's how our day and our lives come about, right? Just because if we have to learn how to take control of our day, take control of each moment we are in, take control of each conversation you are in, right? You know, every meeting that you're in, I'm not saying be the head honcho and be the boss or whatever, but when you speak, know what you're going to speak about. You know, when you open your mouth, know what you're going to talk about, right? And know that, okay, when I open my mouth, I want to speak positivity along with being realistic. Let's be realistic about some things, right? Don't get me wrong. We love the optimistic person in life that says that COVID will be over by tomorrow, but let's be real, right? You get what I'm saying? So we know that things will come. We know things and situations will come. But if we be real with ourselves and we challenge ourselves to say, hey, even with this adversity, right? Just because adversity comes doesn't mean that we can't overcome it, right? Yeah. So just because there is adversity or just because this snake has popped its head up doesn't mean that I have to go crazy and panic. Right? How can I handle this situation? What's the best way for me to handle this situation? In a positive manner.
Well, I think Keenan, you point out something. I just want to add to that, you know. Not that it's enough. I just wanna continue in that same vein. Adversity. Adversity is the fuel to you being your best self. If you have no adversity, you have no fuel to go get it.
Yeah.
When things are falling apart in your life, when things are not falling together the way that you want it to go, but it's falling apart from the way you think it should go, that should motivate you to keep going to go get it every day. And I think that because we've been taught to give up so easily, and we've been taught that if things are not working, then that means that something about us or our vision is off. You know, where would we be if we listened to that advice? I think about, where would I be if my mother didn't continue to tell me to get up when I kept falling off my bike with tricycles on them?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What I would not know how to ride a bike without training wheels. Yeah. If I would have given up every time I fell and scraped my leg because I was trying to learn how to ride it, even with training assistance.
Right.
Where would I be if I would have allowed for that small adversity to stop me from learning how to ride a bike? And today I can ride a bike free without training wheels. Right. You know, and so I think that that's just a practical example that I'm thinking about when I think about, you know, all of the dreams and the visions, and it always comes at this time of the year, the beginning of the year. You wrote down all this stuff. You said you're going to do this and that. And the first thing that comes up, the first mistake you make, the first bad day you have, the first day you eat all fried food and no fruits and vegetables, you give up on what you said you was going to do.
Yeah.
Like that's just, as people, and we just lay in a moment of adversity,
yeah,
and we just forget about the total victory and vision.
Can I add a preaching note right there? We lay in it. I'm in metaphors.
That's good.
We lay in adversity, and we forget about the adventure. I just thought that was so befitting. I felt like that was the word you was missing right there. So I just want to throw it for you real quick.
No. Because adversity is a moment.
Yeah. Right.
It's a moment.
Right. No, you're right, man. You're right.
I just wanted to throw you that caveat real quick.
You know, all of us, we're probably on our church fast and all of that stuff. All of us are fasting at the beginning of the year. Or a lot of us are fasting.
He's not. No, Keenan. Keenan, he's fasting. He's not eating pork and stuff. You're right, Keenan.
I mean, I don't belong to a membership. Membership.
Wow. Oriented. God, here we go. So with that being said, I got a phone call from my mom one day. No, a text message. And I think it was like January 6th, maybe somewhere around there or whatever, right? Yeah. I'm telling you that date because they had just started their fast for her church maybe like a couple days before. Yeah. And she texts me and she says, "Oh, man, I just messed up on my fast and ate something else. So I think I'll just start over again tomorrow," right? And I text her back and I said, "No, don't start over tomorrow. Start over now." I said, "Pray, repent, ask for forgiveness, and start again now. Don't give yourself that space to say, oh, well, since I messed up now, I'm just going to take the rest of my day to mess up." No.
That's good, Kenan.
We give ourselves space and time to continue to do what we know is wrong. Yeah. Right. Instead of encouraging ourselves to pick it back up and do what we said we were going to do. You made a commitment to whatever it is that you said you were committing to. Just because you dropped the ball in that moment doesn't mean that you can't pick it back up and win the game.
You know, Keenan, that brings me to my next thought of thinking. And you know, we're going to hurry up to this. But that brings me to my next thought of thinking. And that is that being positive in a negative situation is not naive. It's leadership. I think living a life of positivity is leading your life from the front, not from the back. I think most times in our lives, we become reactive instead of proactive. So we're reactive to the negative in our lives, but we're not proactive to get ready for the negative, because for every positive outcome, there's a negative outcome, right? And so this would really just champion me to say in this moment that we've got to take charge of our lives again. We have to start leading our lives again. You don't find a happy life, you make it, right? Like it's not a matter of, you know, it's not a matter of you're going to run into it. You're going to find it on the ground. You're going to find peace on the ground. You're going to find happiness on the ground. You've got to possess it. And that's what I want to ask you guys next. And before I ask you this, I want to just add this to the person that's listening. And I think that we can minimize frustration in our lives when we form healthy routines in our lives. I think that peace is about priority, but it's also about discipline. And so I want you guys both to kind of share maybe what that means to be disciplined, because some of us now, I mean, believe it or not, we all have positive and negative disciplines that we don't even notice and or do intentionally. So I think that a part of our daily frustrations can be eliminated. You know, my whole theology is this, my whole ideology rather is this. If you don't like your job, find a new one, right? You know, if you don't like your boyfriend, break up with him, get you a new boyfriend. If you don't like skinny girls, go get you a girl with BBW. I mean, I'm just saying, like, get what you like from the beginning, so you don't have to go looking later. You know, why is Keenan trying to be funny? I'm trying to be serious. I mean, honestly. So my question that I want to ask, College, you want to say something? Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Ask your question first.
I just threw the whole thing off. You know. Get what you like from the beginning.
Need love too.
Huh?
Hey. Ask your question.
Well, let me ask my question now. My question is, do I need to play a sound? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh my God. Yo, okay, turn that off.
My question is this. My question is, what are some healthy routines that you have, not working out, I'm talking about like mentally, what are some healthy routines that you guys have been putting in your life or have put in place that has been working, or some things that you wish to do that will work for you as healthy routines? Collins first, then Kenan.
Healthy routines, not giving up when adversity comes. Healthy routine is believing in myself, continuing to encourage myself in the endeavors that I put before myself. I now try to promote a routine of drinking water. I've been doing that for months and months and months. I love coffee, but in the mornings when I wake up, I try to make sure that I get a few glasses in me of water. And I feel like it sets me up for a good day. It leads me in a way where I walk in my day full and cleansed, ain't got no junk on me. And so that's a routine. Also, started this routine, I'm not jumping right out the bed. Like, there's
why you don't like
not many moments when I, and I'm telling you what, there's not many moments I jump out of bed, just straight out the bed anymore. Yeah. No, I don't do that, because nothing should take over my day to the point where I can't get up. First of all, to realize that I have lived into a new day, to at least say, Lord, thank you so much for this day. Yeah. Lord, I appreciate you for waking me up. I don't have to check my phone that has a thousand notifications every day. I have so many notifications on my phone. Matthew or somebody probably has called me and I will sleep.
I don't call people when they sleep. Don't put me out there like that. I be just calling people.
No, he calls you early in the morning. You be asleep. Right. Genuinely, I was probably asleep. So I have to respond to these messages, Keenan, and all of these things. But before I jump out straight out the bed, I got to say, Lord, thank you, and realize that it's another new day, and I ain't gone.
Right. Come on.
And I ain't gone.
Keenan, it's another new day, and I ain't gone. that's an old Baptist. it's another new day, and I ain't gone. And so, that's a routine for me. I'm not ruining my day jumping out of the bed to go and run to a classroom when I should have went to sleep on time, so I can have time to relax and enjoy myself. Because if I don't get up right and start the right routine, I'm not going to be any good for anybody or anything through that day.
True.
If you do not have a routine, you are not going to be any good to do what you have put before yourself to do. I think routines are so important. So important. So important.
Keenan?
Oh, yeah, man. I agree with everything that Jerick has just said.
So what you be doing as discipline and routines?
For me, myself, something that I actually picked up at the end of last year that I've continued to do this year, right, is I ask myself the hard questions. I ask myself the hard questions before anybody else can ask me, you know, why are you doing what you're doing? You know, because most times, we complain about the places and spaces and things that we have to do and things that we're going and that are going on. And at the end of the day, we have to ask ourselves, well, why did you say you wanted to go to school? Or why did you accept this job? Or why did you take this career path? Or why, you know, why? So I try to ask myself those hard questions. Like I said, y'all probably keep hearing it, but I'm a big person of purpose, right? Of purpose. If we're not working in purpose, then what are we working for? So at my job, in my office, I put questions up of, Kenan, why do you do what you do, right? Here at my house, I have questions everywhere. I write on sticky notes and I put them on my mirrors and everywhere, reminding myself to continue to do what you believe that you have been placed on this earth to do. When we lose sight of that vision and we lose sight of that purpose, we'll lose sight of everything else around us, right? But I think asking ourselves the hard question before somebody else can ask you, right? Because most times we're complaining and all of this or whatever, and somebody's like, well, why did, like you said, if you don't like that boy, go get you another boyfriend, right? If you don't like that house, go find another house, right? So the questions that you have to ask before you start complaining is, why are you here?
Yeah, the questions you ask determine the conclusion you come to. The questions you ask determine the conclusion you come to.
Yeah.
Some of us are afraid to ask ourselves the hard questions. And you know, I started living by 7 rules. Like, so right before we came into the new year, I was listening to this other podcast, and this guy, credit to him, I don't remember his name. Oh, I was listening to Pod Save America. It's a political podcast. And he listed these 7 rules that he was living by. And I was like, man, that sounds good. I was like, you know, I wonder if I start applying these things to my life. And a few of them are this. Number one, let it go. Right. Never ruin a good day by the day prior to this day. And I thought about, when I think about that, I think it's simple that today is the tomorrow you're worried about yesterday. Once again, today is the tomorrow that you were worried about yesterday. So if you make the wake up list and you wake up a brand new day, you'll get a chance to do it again. So number one, I learned to let it go. Number two, I've learned to ignore them. I think I've invested in the word no so much. No, I can't come to that. No, I can't do that. No, I can't take you there. Yes. No, I can't answer that time. Like, you have to be able to shut off the world so you can turn on you. Because if you work 8 hours on somebody else's job and you come home and don't work on your plans, then you're not tired. You're lazy. Right. So you got to learn when to turn on your beast mode. So I think number one, let it go. Number two, ignore them. Number three, give it time. Everything worth having is worth giving time. But you've got to invest that time. You've got to. I'm thinking this year, I was telling my wife the other day, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pay for something that I've always wanted to be a part of that is expensive. I was like, but I want to start investing in me. Like, I want to start investing in my creativity. I want to start investing in my speech and my communication. So this year, I plan to spend more money on going to conferences and going to things, even when I'm not on the road. Come on, somebody. So I've learned to let it go. I've learned to ignore them. I've learned to give it time, but also learn to don't compare. Because sometimes we compare where we don't compete, and sometimes they compare where they don't compete. So I've learned to just look at my life and look at my body and look at what I'm doing and what can I do better, and not so much of what they're doing. But then I've also learned to stay calm. You know, I've had to recently walk back and walk through anger management issues. It's been a buildup of something for years. You know, those of you guys who know me closely know that I struggle with inner explosive disorder. So, you know, my anger is not like anybody else's anger. It goes from like 0 to 1,000. But by the help of the Lord and by daily affirmation, and that's what I want to talk about in a second. By daily affirmation, I've spoke that over my life. Like, I'm not going to get mad today. I'm not going to get angry today. I'm not going to get frustrated then. I'm here to report, guys, that I ain't throwing nothing no more. Praise God. You know, I'm not yelling anymore. Praise God. You know, I'm not steaming anymore. Praise God. So I've learned to stay calm. But also, number 6, guys, I learned that it's on you. We've been talking about this so much. This whole season is about personal development, right? It's on you, man. And I look at you guys and I look at what you've done and I look at where, like, you, I don't think you both have even seen the tip of what God's about to do in your life. Like I just think you've only come into the circumference, you know, of what God's about to do in your life. So, but for everything else that God wants to do, it's on you. Like, it's solely on you. You know, all of us on this phone come from the hood. You know what I'm saying? All of us come from some level of poverty. All of us come from a sense of, all of us come from a single parent home.
Right.
You know, but your income doesn't determine your outcome. So it's on you. Lastly, smile. Life is too short. Yeah, you already ugly, so ain't no need to be frowning and smile. Like, I mean, come on now, put a smile on you. Like, I mean, smiles are free, you know what I'm saying? And you shall have whatever way you act, and if you give it, expect to get it back. Like, this is your life, man. So I just wanted to add that. But I do want to ask you guys a final question as we wrap this up. And that question is, what will you say, if you can, what will you say? I want to ask you two different questions. I want to ask Collins a question. I want to ask Keenan a question. I want to ask you these questions based upon where you are. And we talk about positivity. And these questions are going to be based upon your areas in life. So I want to ask Keenan this question first. So I'm going to give Collins your question. I'm going to give Keenan your question. You think about it. Keenan, somebody's listening to this podcast right now, and they just moved to a city they don't know nobody. They just popped up, showed up, digging the scene with a gangster lean. And they just here, and they just, you know, they out here. They pull one of them Georgia moves we like, where we think Atlanta can just change our life forever. But somebody's in a new place. They're trying to find themselves. And if you could talk to them, what is something positive you want to say to them to help them get through this new era in life? Because they just want to give up. They just want to quit. They just want to throw in the towel. Think about that. Collins, I want to ask you this question. Somebody's almost at the finish line of completing something that they've been working on, but they're getting discouraged. It's hard. They don't know how to finish because they've lost their fight. They're frustrated. What will you say to them? How do they remain positive? Because they just want to quit. I mean, they're right at the circumference. They're almost to May, man of God. They're almost to May, you know, and it's almost over. But in order for it to be over, it's a new beginning about to happen. So what would you say to them? Okay, so Keenan, answer the question first, and then Collins, answer your question. I'll teach you guys how to be a host one day too, by the way. Go ahead.
I think to answer the question and try to do it as quickly as possible, because I know we're wrapping up.
We're actually doing amazing with time. Good job, y'all. We had 31 minutes. Let's go.
No, so to make sure that people continue to listen. When you're in that place where, you know, you just moved into a new space, a new place, you don't know anybody. I've done it twice within the past 4 years, right? Yeah. So I get it. I understand. I think what the number one thing you have to do is believe in you, right? Believe in you. And when I say believe in you, believe in yourself to the point to where you can build and create your own community, right? That's what we all look for. When we're moving or whatever, especially for guys, we looking for a new barber we can trust. You get what I'm saying? I need somebody that's going to make sure my line is crisp and right and pushing me back, right? You know, for those women, they may be looking for a daycare, or they may be looking for something for themselves, the person to do their nails, the person to do their hair or whatever, somebody to look after your children. So you have to believe in you to the point to where you can begin to build your own community. Like we keep saying, I think it's the theme of what we got going on this season. But nobody's coming to save you. You made that decision to move. Or even if you didn't make that decision, you made that decision to move and pick up and go and start a new adventure in a new place. So now start to discern, if you will, if we can use some of these churchy words, start to discern who you need around you and who you don't. And another thing is, baby, if you really want to be successful in a new place, stop spending all your time talking to people in the old place.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm going to leave it there.
Wow.
Leave it there.
Yeah, I like
that's
it.
That's good.
All right. Collins, what you got to say? You know, I'm about to finish. I'm about to finish. And I'm just frustrated. I want to quit. What you got to say to him?
All right. To those who are almost at the finish line of whatever you've put your mind, given your money, given your time and your attention, literally your blood, sweat, and tears, to, I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you first to assess the moment that you're in. I want you to realize that you are further than you were when you started this journey.
Yes, sir.
I want you to realize that you are wiser, that you are brave, and you have courage for climbing such a hard mountain. And that this climax is only a part of your larger story. I want you to focus. And I don't want you to be anxious about the future, being assured that the future will handle itself. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to appreciate the moment and the moments that you've lived through and witnessed. You have come through a pandemic. You're still in a pandemic. And you've been brave. You may have gotten sick. You may have lost loved ones. But I want to tell you that you are one of the bravest people that you know. So if that's you, that's my encouragement to you. That you are almost to the finish line. But the goal was never, ever to finish. The goal was always to know that no matter if you finish or not, the process was worth it.
Love to hear
it. The process was worth it.
Love to hear it. This is this is your life. This is your mind. You control it, and you determine what goes in it. And if we don't feed and fuel our faith, then we don't have a future. We appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you so much for listening. We enjoyed you, and we really do hope that you will take your discipline to another level, your routines to another level, because what you say determines what you see. And where you sit also determines what you see. So if you sit in meander and mediocrity and you don't believe in you, then that's exactly what you're going to see. And if you see that, you're going to produce that. And so we just hope that we're helping you, because we're helping ourselves. We're your brother. We just want to help you out, because this is our life and you have the power to control it. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Glass House Podcast, Mastering Your Mind. If you got any questions, send it to us. We got some special guests. Hopefully we're going to have some guests here soon. And so if you know somebody, you won't be. No, I ain't going to open that door. We ain't about to say if you won't be on, call us. But seriously, thank you guys so much for listening, man. We're so grateful. We only ask that you do one thing. We don't need $5. We don't need $10. We don't need $20. We just need you to share this with somebody else who is being inspired by the Glass House Podcast. My name is Matthew, and I'm so excited that you listened. So say peace out, y'all, before I play sounds.
Yeah, I'm Keenan. Please don't forget to subscribe.
I'm Jericus. Take care. Please subscribe and share this, and we'll talk with y'all soon.
Peace, family. We'll see you around the block another time later.